Hey everybody, welcome to your regular search for truth. My name's Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
And here we are again, Volume 3, Episode 2.
Yes.
Coming at you like machine gun fire. Very slow machine gun fire.
It's two in a row. Well, they're all in a row, I guess.
That's true.
Okay, topic. So, restaurant review, first and foremost.
Did a little investigative reporting today.
Today, we both had lunch. We just came back from lunch. We went to Cafe Gratitude in the Mission.
Woo!
We were looking forward to that. I called up Scott, and I said, hey. Oh, he called me up. He said, hey, you want to get lunch? I'm like, yeah. You know what? Let's go to Cafe Gratitude in San Francisco, because I hear a lot of things about it. I think it's controversial. Right off the bat, Scott said to me, I've heard a lot about that place, and I don't like it.
I didn't actually say it like that, but I did admit that I was prejudiced against it, and I think, like, when you first said that, I think I'd said something to the effect of, I've heard a lot about that place, mostly terrible,
right.
Or something like that.
Not even bad, not even, like, not so great, like, terrible.
But I tried to keep an open mind throughout the Cafe Gratitude experience. And here we are to share our impressions of Cafe Gratitude with you. Should we break it into, like, different categories, or should we just go...
Well, I mean, what categories? We did not plan this far ahead in advance.
No, this is totally unplanned. It's very irregular. So I was thinking we could talk about the food, we could talk about the service, we could talk about, like, the ambiance.
Food, service, ambiance. That's good. Okay. Right. Food.
What did you think? What did you have?
The food was really good, I thought. Like, I had, like, a taco.
All right.
I think it's called... I forget what it was called, but it was, like, the I Am Spectacular or something like that. Each dish is, like, I am, and maybe it's the spirit word. Like, spectacular, amazing, grateful, humble.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I had, like, the I am... I forget what it was called now.
It was tacos, though.
Yeah, it was like a soft taco, like a corn tortilla with, like, black beans, guacamole. Like, I think there was some cheese sauce on there.
Not cheese, though.
Let's be clear, everything is vegan.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it was really good, actually, yeah. I thought. And it actually had some spicy quality to it. It was good. Mm. It was really good.
Yours looked really good.
It was really good.
I had a dish that was... called I Am Grounded, and I don't know what sense they meant grounded in. Like, maybe I think they intended it to be like, I am, you know, in tune with the earth and with, you know, like, I keep it keep an even keel.
You're talking about, like, maybe your parents grounded,
but maybe
you.
Maybe it meant, like, yeah, I can't go out.
I did not and even so think for a second about that.
So it was basically a plate of roasted potatoes with some sort of, like,
nacho
vegan
cheese sauce.
Yeah, vegan sauce, vegan nacho cheese sauce, which I must say was quite good. I think it could have used less potatoes and something like a salad, because it was under, like, entrees.
Right.
But it was just potatoes and sauce.
But you kind of, like, I guess we kind of knew that because it was, like, $6 versus everything else.
Yeah,
like,
but
11.
Still, I mean, if you put it in its own category, I think. I don't think you...
So, menu. That's a strike against the menu.
Other strike against the menu is the naming convention. All right? I don't want to feel like a dickhead when I order food. All right? I don't want to order something called I Am Spectacular. I don't want those words to come out of my mouth.
Why not? What's your problem?
It's so pretentious.
But what if you just said, I want the potatoes with nacho cheese?
Yeah, you could do that. But then they would be like, oh, the I Am Grounded? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but when they serve it to you, it's like, you got the I Am Grounded.
Yeah.
You got the I Am Spectacular.
And the words they choose. In fact, grounded was, like, the most, like, non-pretentious word that they chose for the menu. The other words were like amazing and I don't know, enlightened.
It's possible.
Peace.
We also ordered two milkshakes.
The milkshakes were good.
They were really.
They
good.
Had no milk. They were, like, some plant-based milkshake.
Well, let's call them shakes.
Yeah.
We got two shakes. I got a...
cold smoothies.
I got an I Am Cool.
Yeah.
Which is very appropriate, because I am Mr. Cool. You know my nickname.
And it was mint, and mint leaves your mouth with that.
Cool and also, I think dark chocolate, like nibs, like little tiny specks of dark chocolate. Mm. Had a little crunch to it. It was good.
All right.
It was really good.
I am cool. That one's all right. They couldn't have just called it the cool shake. I mean, why is the menu about me? I don't want the menu to be about me. I want the menu to be about the food.
So food service, ambiance, menu, and overall.
Overall. All right. So, yeah, I've kind of jumped from the food to the menu. Sorry about that. But I also had a shake. It was a vanilla shake. Vanilla, I think, in soy milk and you know, some sort of sweetener type thing.
Oh, they said they used agave.
Agave, yeah. Which I guess is a sweet cactus if you get past the spikes. and it was good. My milkshake was good. My potatoes were good. I think the potato dish could have used a little more variety on the side, like more than just potatoes. Because here's the thing, the potato dish was a $6 dish. Everything else was about $12 or $13. So I didn't want to order the potato dish and another dish.
Right.
I wanted either the potato dish to have something like a salad or another $6 dish that I could get.
You probably could have maybe ordered like a little side. Well, I don't know. They weren't... This will be the next part, but I feel like they're not really keen on like substitutions or modifications.
Yeah. But anyway, my milkshake was called what?
I forget what yours is called.
It was called like I am. I don't know. But I'm not a fan of the naming convention.
I am spicy.
It wasn't that. It was, yeah, all right. So I'm putting down...
So food, out of 10.
Food, I'm going to give a... I tend to be kind of a tough grader, all right? I'm going to say, like, if we're saying, like, 5 is average.
Right.
Like, 5 is, like, okay, it was edible, but I don't, like, that's not what I go out to eat when I'm really happy. 1 is, like, it was terrible. I'm going to say the food was probably, like, a
7.5, a classic... non-committal score. Because, and the only reason I say that is because if you read like a Rolling Stone magazine, mm-hmm. I used to read Rolling Stone, I used to get it, and one of the things that drove me crazy was if you look in the review section, probably 75% of the reviews got 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
Because it's like the perfect, like, 5 is like, okay, the way they rate it is like 5 is classic. Mm-hmm. Right, so you can't give anything a 5 unless it's like
unless it's a classic,
right? Yeah. Then 4 is like outstanding or excellent. 3 is good, 2 is poor, like 1 is like awful.
Okay.
Or 2 is fair, 1 is poor.
So let's rescind the 7.5 and let's give it a, like, take away the number scale and let's do a sort of based on your expectations. We can do it more like a organizational development.
Oh, you're allowed to do 7.5.
I don't want to catch flack for my 7.5 when what I think is the food was better than something I'm totally not interested in, but it wasn't something that I'm like I am actively interested in. Does that make sense? And so the number 7.5, I feel, sort of sums that up.
It's like a 3.5 star.
Yeah, it's a non-committal. Yeah, it's a non-committal thing, but it's like I was non-committal about the food.
Right, right, right.
So that I would say that reflects my attitude about.
Yeah, and the irony is like that's what almost every review just ends up being. Like, you know, like in Rolling Stone, it was always 3.5, and it was like, what is the point of writing a review when it's like 3.5 out of 5 reviews get 3.5 stars?
Mm.
And when you multiply 3.5 times 2. And so it's out of 10 stars, you gave it a 7.5. Which is not 3, I mean, it would just be 7 if it's 3.5 times 2, but it's like in that range, you know? And it's like, I feel like people always give 7 stars, 3.5 stars, something like that, you know? And it's like...
Well, that's because you never defined any, like, accurate grading scheme before.
Well, it's difficult, like, right? I mean, it's just funny how we always end up with that number.
So I'm gonna say, independent of the number, mine was not something I was disappointed with, but it was the food also isn't something where I'm like, oh, I have to go have that again.
Really? It was really good though, right?
It was good. It was fine.
I mean, you really liked it. You were like, oh, you should try this. It's really good.
Yeah, well, it was good. I wasn't. I didn't say it like that.
But it was good.
I thought it was fine.
It was good.
Fine.
Can you use the word good?
I mean, it depends on what level of good you want. Like,
fine,
because you're
like
the
whatever.
One, you are the one stretching the meaning of the word good.
No, but you said it was good. Like, when we were there, you're like, oh, it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, okay. All right, fine. It's good.
I mean, it's just, I'm just saying you said those words. If you had not said that, I'd be like, yo, okay, he just said it was fine. But you said it was good at the restaurant.
Okay. The potatoes, here's the thing. The potatoes were good. They were good potatoes. The sauce was good. It was good sauce. The milkshake was good. It was good milkshake. I wanted something more, though.
That's fine. Okay, right. That part
so
I
is that menu, then? Is that... Is
yeah,
that...
yeah, I know. That's overall. But the food, like, was... The food that you ate was really good. Or good. Good, good.
It was good.
It was good.
You want me to bump it up to 8? It was an 8.
All right, let's go to 8.
But there's food I like better than that.
Sure.
All right.
No, that's not fine. 9 and 10.
That's why we leave those extra numbers. Give a little room for improvement. You see, people, that's how you make a rating scale.
It's called negotiation. You give a rating, somebody badges you something else. 7, are you sure?
All right, what are you giving your food?
I'm going to give it a 9 or 9.5.
What are you giving a 10 then? Have you ever eaten a 10?
I don't know. And I mean, I would give it a 10, but I just feel like 10 feels like it's just like that classic rating. It's like, how could I give it? Is this a classic meal? It's not a classic meal.
So this meal was up there with the best meals you've ever had.
No. All right, 9. You talk me down to a 9. But I think 9 out of 10 is still respectable.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's far stronger.
Because I'm thinking about like the best meal that I've had, and I'm a vegetarian, so like that's completely like, you know, taken with a gigantic grain of salt.
Yeah, but you weren't always a vegetarian.
I wasn't, but I was like 17 when I turned vegetarian, maybe 18.
Maybe your best years were before that.
It was almost half my life ago that I turned vegetarian. So it's been, and you know, like you probably don't go out to really fancy meals and stuff. Mm. Actually, side story, my mom once got, I don't know, I was actually kind of young, so I don't really know the whole circumstances, but I guess she got like a gift certificate or a thank you card or something like that for a fancy French restaurant in Saratoga, which is near where we grew up. So we went to this French restaurant, and it was like me, my sister, my dad, my mom, and we went to this French restaurant, and it was like, this is weird, you know. We looked at the menu, and I didn't understand anything that was on the menu. And I guess I'll have that, the chicken, you know. And it was like, I got chicken, and then it was like, it was almost like that Wendy's commercial from way back when, where like the waiter brings him the food, and it's like, that's it. Like, where's the rest of it, right? Like, that's when like Dave Thomas was still alive, and then he's like, you want some real food? Come to Wendy's, and he like chooses a gigantic Whopper. He compares it like this tiny little piece of chicken or whatever, you know. And then there was like some weird basket like made of like flour, and it had like fruit, like it was a dessert in it and stuff. And it's just like, I don't understand this at all. I'm like 12, you know. So that might have been the best meal, but I don't really know. Mm. But
it didn't stick with you, so I'm gonna say it wasn't.
Well, it's one of those things where I might not have like really appreciated what good food was at that point, right? So, but I mean, there is a couple restaurants here in San Francisco that are really amazing, like Millennium and Greens, places like that are really nice, really good. And they use like really interesting ingredients. They do different things with them. This food was not amazing, like ingredients and not amazing things, but like, you know, it was pretty good. I mean, it was like a great like taco, you know, that I would have. It's probably better than most stuff that I've had at Mexican restaurant in San Francisco. And the stuff in San Francisco is just like, you have a burrito. Like, I would rather have what I had today than a burrito.
Alright.
Right? And not only that, but it was vegan. Which is like, I think, just says like, oh, that's kind of cool that it's like, even though they're constrained to like all this, like, you know, stuff, they don't have meat in there, there's no milk, there's no cheese, there's no dairy, there's no nothing. It's still really good.
But if you like those things, then...
You're
saying it's cool because there are the extra constraints.
Degree of difficulty factors in and gives you a 9. So I'm going to give it a 9. It was good, and I would go back, and I would get the same thing again.
Okay.
And also, I think the shake was really good as well.
I agree. My shake was tasty. Didn't like its name.